The objection is for our event, we need more than one meeting space in the same facility.
Awesome.
Okay. I would start by saying, oh, a lot of people express that concern. I know exactly that you have that feeling because others have expressed it as well. I know I wouldn't want to do that either if I weren't familiar with a campus environment. And then I might ask, you know, what are the specific roadblocks that you are envisioning with the need to move from one meeting space or one facility to another, and listen to that answer. In defense of moving from one place to another, I might then offer, well, moving across campus can really give you a chance to get outdoors a bit and, you know, experience the beauty of our campus and maybe even chat with some fellow conferees as you're moving from one building to another. I've actually said this to people. so that does seem to, I think, put the light on a little bit to help them understand.
What's your action item? What would you then say to them?
Have I perhaps convinced you that moving...
Can you try to restate their objection?
So your concern is that you don't want to have to move out of the one facility and travel to another one to have your meetings. And then would I say, have I convinced you at all?
Well, you can say, and based on what we talked about, would you mind, you know, going to another building for a meeting?
And then when they say, no, I'm still not convinced, then I have to go back to my defense again. Well, you know, others have felt the same way in the past, and they've actually, you know, given it a try and have said, wow, you were right. It wasn't as far as I envisioned it to be. I actually did have a group like that.
Okay.
That helped.
And at some point, you're going to say, and anyone would say, is it a deal breaker? You know, if it is, in fact, true that we have to move from one building to another to meet this requirement of yours, is it a deal breaker? It seems like we have everything else that you want. Given that we have all the other things that you want, would you be willing to do that one thing that's, you know, not as attractive to you? You kind of, and it's either yes or no, okay? Do you want to hand the microphone to the next group, and they're going to try their hand at addressing this objection? It's not so easy, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not. It's very, very difficult. That's why we're going to keep practicing and practicing and practicing.
I think we took the objection a little bit different. We took it from the standpoint of definitely they're still looking for multiple meeting spaces in one venue. But we took it from a point of maybe we offered one room, and then we kind of... So we took it from a standpoint where we offered one room, and then they said, of course, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking for multiple spaces, et cetera. And so we opted to say, well, you know, think of it this way. We have one large space, but we actually have partitions where we can separate these rooms and make multiple breakout rooms for you.
Okay, all right. It's fine to get creative with the objection. We're not all going to look at it the same way. So take it from the beginning. You want to express some empathy? You want to make a bridge statement?
Okay. Well, thank you for being very frank and honest with us. We do understand your perspective and what you're looking for your specific program. And in light of this, we have another option. We have an option for you where we feel that this will accomplish your needs overall. And we'd like to offer you as an alternative multiple rooms. We have on-site staff that can support you with the setups. We can provide the breakout spaces that you need and that will still satisfy your program needs and then keep everything all in one space. But just the challenge, not the challenge.
It's okay to use the word challenge.
Well, the possible challenge would just be the room configurations, but okay. We're absolutely confident that we can meet your needs. We're very understanding and want to work with you to just make this program successful for you.
Okay. If we break the room up with our partitions, would that be amenable to you? Would that be acceptable to you? Okay? All right? So the microphone moves over to the table behind you, I think. There you go. Where is it going? You
want it? Yeah. Okay, it was the other table. I'm just kidding. We can
no,
go
it was
for
the other table.
We can go for it.
It actually was the other
so
table.
The same objection. The room has to have different breakout rooms within the same building. So my answer was yes. Well, thank you very much for considering UCLA. I understand how important it is for the rooms to be, the breakout rooms to be very close to the general session room. I imagine that your schedule is very tight of your agenda. So that's very important. Is that right? And she said, yeah, that's very, very important.
Excellent.
Okay. During the dates of your meetings, unfortunately, I do not have a room that has the breakout rooms on the same building, but I have the perfect solution for you. I have a big ballroom that is available, and the breakout rooms are located on the next building. And I wouldn't be sending you to the other side of campus. I'm talking about a minimum 5-minute walk. They're literally right across. If you are online, I can show you the different floor plans. It's just right next door. It's really, it feels like it's within the same building. So would you consider that? And she said, well, yeah, seems like it would be considerable.
Excellent.
Okay, so seems like I can show you this. And then the next step would be.
You sold me. I'm signing up. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here's my card.
And next time I'm near UCLA, I'm booking my event with you. That's okay. We can maybe get them at the next round because we want to move on to the next objection. But I thought you did a great job of expressing empathy and coming up with a better solution. You know, you didn't say, oh, you know, don't be so ridiculous. What's a half-mile walk amongst friends? You know, you really heard what they had to say, and you're offering a different solution. And if somebody was that way with me and was really nice about it and told me what my alternatives were, I'd be impressed. And I'd be willing, you know, I really like this gentleman. He seems like a nice person to do business with, and if that's all we have to do, well, maybe I don't need it as much as I thought I did in the beginning. And that's why you want to take the time to walk through the objection. Your venue sounds great, but it's out of our budget range. And we all know that can be a very nebulous sort of, what does that really mean? So work with your partner again and address this objection. Your venue sounds great, but it's out of our budget range. And you can't jump right in with, what is your budget range? You have to walk through it. Remember, express empathy, make a bridge statement, and ask questions. All right, so it's time to work on the second objection. Your venue sounds great, but it's out of our budget range. And this is sometimes a real objection and sometimes a false objection. Where's Tony? Here we go. We're going to start at this table.
All right, so Tess said she was interested in my venue, but the budget was out of her range. So, Tess, I understand that budget's really important, and a lot of our clients that we work with, budget is the most important thing. They want to get the biggest bang for their buck. So, what format of your program is most important, and maybe that is the deal breakers that you have to have, and what could maybe we could cut costs with? And her response was, well, it's an all-day event, so I need to feed the masses. So then we talked about with the format of ending before dinner, so we could cut dinner out and doing a breakfast with the protein to help sustain you through the day and a lighter lunch. And maybe with the lighter lunch, we could have enough budget for some small breakout snacks. So just looking at the format and seeing how we could arrange it to cut costs in the food area.
Okay. All right.
And does this sound like something that'll work for you?
Great. All right. This table's next.
Well, the first thing we would talk about is actually talking about in relative term, budget is relative. So let's talk about the budget. Let's compare our budget to what you have, because there might be some things that we offer.
Well, let's express some empathy. They say it's out of their budget range.
Not very empathetic, but so I'll practice. I'll practice.
Try to
this
come
is
up
good
with
practice.
Some.
Typically, I hang up at this point, but we're going to work through this. I'm teasing. So I understand your
That's
concern.
That's the next slide, just hanging up on people if the objection is offensive.
We understand your concern. We overcome these concerns very often. Oh, technical difficulty, but that's okay. So with that being said, I understand your concern. However, we go through this all the time. More often than not, we resolve the issue. So can we please just walk through the budget? Because we offer things more often than not that other people charge for, i.e. tables, chairs. Behind the scenes, I'll try to negotiate with my food vendor.
So how can you turn these into some questions? Are there some questions you can ask them? Because so
sure.
Far you're saying, I understand, and you know, you're convincing me that maybe there's some space here. Maybe I can, given my budget constraints, still work with you. What couple of questions you could ask me?
Well, how's your budget broken down? Is this all for one? Or do you have a budget for food? Do you have a budget for space? Because we can consolidate that, make it more of a one-stop shop. Because if you have a proposal from one group, well, what does that include? Does it include food and bev? What is that price? How is that broken down? Because more often than not, what I'll do is I'll go back to my food service vendor, and I'll negotiate with them. Depending upon how bad I want the business, I'll ask them to do the food as a non-commissionable sale, because our food service gives us a percentage. So depending upon the day of the week and how bad I want the business, I'll say it's a non-commissionable sale. That way they'll give it to them at cost. So that way I can charge a little bit more with the rental, and I'll make a little bit more money.
Okay, you wouldn't share that part with them, would you?
No,
okay.
Not with the food service.
Okay.
No. No, when I say non-commissionable, meaning just the food. So
right.
They'll get the food to the customer at cost, where I'll make some money elsewhere.
So you've got some really good pieces to it here. So I'm the customer. I've told you that this is out of my budget range. So what are you going to say to me now?
What's the delta here? What are we looking at? What's a deal breaker for you? How much out of budget are we? Are we a couple $100 or are we $2,000?
Okay. All right. And I say we're getting closer. So you would then, if I can bring the food in under X amount of dollars, might we be able to work together?
Absolutely. We could compromise and What we would then do is maybe throw in tables and chairs. We throw in some linens and some plastic china.
Okay. All right. So I think the most important thing to take from everything you said is that you just didn't look at it as a deal breaker. You heard the word budget. You know they're talking about money, but you stayed right there with them and said, let's work this out. I'd like to work with you. Let's make sure it's not a deal breaker. And who wouldn't be more willing to work with someone like that? You know, I certainly would. Okay? All right. So our next one. I don't want to have to work with so many different people, catering, technical support, security, overnight accommodations. Now, some of you may be a one-stop shop, and if you are, just pretend you're not. And this is the objection, because when they work with you, they have to work with a couple different people, and they really don't want to do that. So let's work through that objection together. And take your time as you go through. Express your empathy. Make your bridge statement and come up with some questions you want to ask them. Restate, and then pose a potential solution. All right, so we're ready to go on the third objection. I don't want to have to work with so many people, catering, tech support, security, overnight accommodations. A lot of people get confused with empathy. They think that it's this overly emotional sentence that they have to come up with, or they think it means they're agreeing with the person. Empathy doesn't mean that you're agreeing with them. The person may have even objected, and possibly it's not even true. All empathy is letting that person know you heard them. You heard what they said. It doesn't mean you agree. It might not be technically correct. You don't have to start crying. It doesn't have to be a big emotional catharsis. It's just letting the other person know that you hear them. And this is the example I use a lot, and it kind of resonates with people. Think of a time when you were really angry about something. And don't worry, I'm not going to make everybody share. And just think of a time you were really angry, upset, and the person acknowledged that you were angry and upset. Just think, what happened to your anger level? It goes down. Doesn't mean you're still not angry at all. It just means that you're less angry. Why? Why are you less angry? They at least acknowledge that you were upset. And that's all empathy is. It's an acknowledgement. It's letting the other person know, hey, I can understand. You know, I've dealt with that myself, or we deal with that as a company. So that's all empathy is. It's not an emotional breakdown. It's not anything like that. Where's Tony? Where did he go? Oh, you're... This table for, you're ahead of me. Okay. You ready?
Okay. I hear what you're saying, and I can understand your frustration with having to deal with so many people. I know in any situation, you know, it's really frustrating to remember people's names and everything. So that's why we're providing you with this resource checklist. In case you have any situations that arise on the day of your event, you can kind of go back to this. But
what question? Do you want to ask me a couple questions?
Question is, you were saying, you know, dealing with like catering and that. We do have catering on staff here, and they are more than willing to work with you. I would be your contact person for any of these issues here. We have an excellent tech support staff who could assist you with the day-to-day needs. Most of our rooms are already equipped with most of your up-to-the-date technology, so there are very few exceptions that you would be needing any, you know, contact with the tech support person. As far as security is concerned, we do have an on-campus security agency that I would be contacting just to let them know that you are on campus. Overnight accommodations, we do have, depending upon the time of the year that you will be on our campus, we can accommodate you. If not, I have other alternatives that I can offer to you, such as off-campus hotel, motels, if you have any concerns like how to be transported from either of these venues, we can arrange to have a shuttle service or arrange a bus if you need it. So is this, knowing all this information, do you feel comfortable in booking your event at our on our campus? And if so, when would you be making your final decision?
Okay. All right. Who's up next? I think. Thanks. Yeah, I know. It is a lot of pressure. It is. Excuse me.
Okay. I certainly understand that working with multiple contacts may sound overwhelming. We have dealt with that many times and strive to make the process simpler. Would you be open to working with directly with our team members if we provide an itemized timeline to help guide you through the process?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, great. Well, great. Based on what you're telling me, I see that we can work together and work through this so that you have the best customer service experience.
Okay.
So I definitely hear what you're saying with wanting to work through one person. I understand that it might seem easier to just have that one point of contact to call. Have you had an experience in the past where you worked with one event coordinator for multiple different services? And if so, I'd ask, you know, what did you like about that situation? Were there any moments where it was difficult not to be directly in contact with the caterer or have that contact person on site for security that you already had a relationship with? And then I would say that, you know, we found it's very successful that when we do connect, when we do put you in contact with our caterer and with our tech support staff, that having that open line of communication with each service provider leads to better service. The caterer may be able to customize a menu for you that I wouldn't necessarily be the expert on, and that security expert is going to be the person to, who you can go to with any of those concerns. And so knowing that, is that something that makes you a little bit more comfortable if I was to put you in touch with our caterer and our security staff so that you get started on those processes?
Excellent. Excellent. That was a really good job. And who? And I think then...
Oh, you all work together.
Oh, okay. So they're all done. Okay. But one question I might ask if I were the facilities manager and I were talking to this person is I would say, of all the different people that you may be needing to work with, who are you most concerned about having to work with? Who, which one of those causes you the most anxiety? Because none of us are good at absolutely everything. Find out, you know, what might be causing the person some anxiety. They might say, you know, I'm fine with working with these two, but it's this one that really throws me off. And then you could kind of ask around that and get to the bottom of it, because it might be a particular person. The a la carte pricing, meeting rooms, dinner, linens, registration table is confusing, unmanageable. All right, so why don't you work on this next objection together? Can I hand you guys the mic next time? Would that be all right?
If Mark is so generously going to speak for us,
I guess so.
Mark,
guess
would
speak
you
eventually, huh?
Would you be so generous?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
You did.
We're ready for the next objection. We have some volunteers. The a la carte pricing, meeting rooms, dinner, linens, registration table is confusing or unmanageable. So right here.
Hello. Well, thank you for letting me know that you have some concerns about the billing process. Certainly that's one of the most important things, that at the end of the day, the billing's correct. So we have some options that might be able to work with you. So what in the past has worked well for you? Would you like one complete price for everybody? Would you like a per-person price for you? We can just give you one flat price, and we can break down the charges internally for you. As long as you pay the bill, I could look, make it look like whatever you wanted to.
I don't know how anyone could say no. Okay, so you were empathetic. You're bridged. Were those questions?
What are our questions? That kind of sped through the process a little bit, yes.
Yes, well, yes. It was definitely speed objecting. There's no question about it. Ask her some of those questions.
What kind of billing would you like to see on your invoice?
I would like an itemized bill.
Would you like it for each category or just one flat bill for everything?
If I could have it by each category, that would be preferable.
We could do whatever you like.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, cash, and check.
So if I could present you an invoice in the way that you want to be invoiced, the way that you want it to look like, would you like to do business with us?
Yes, I would.
Okay, all right. There we go. All right. So it's our next volunteers are this way. Okay, she didn't volunteer, I asked her, but still in all, she's up to bat.
Okay, so I said, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that some companies do all-inclusive pricing, but we do things a little bit differently with a la carte. So what particularly is confusing or unmanageable about that?
Well, if I have to account for, if I put a thing in and you order for 32 people on this menu and 35 people show up, how do I account for that since I have to do it per linen and per meal and per registration table? What about changes on site?
If I add in a 5% overage for the different line items that you're concerned about, would that be a solution to the problem?
I think that makes sense. Yes, thank you.
Can I send you a proposal?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what I'm trying to get you to do is when you hear an objection, it's natural to just want to counter it and move on. And what I'm actually trying to get you to do is spend more time talking with the person, stretching it out a little bit so that you can find out what's really behind the objection. And if you can address it, and especially if you address it in a very nice way, the person is more likely to think about you and to consider your venue. So this is the last one. The parking is a problem for me. It's either not available, too few spaces, no valet, too far away. You can pick whichever one you want. And address, this is our objection, the parking is a problem for me. And I know some of you might have venues where the parking is no problem at all, but just pretend you're in one where parking is maybe not as good as it could be or might be some kind of a deterrent.
saying go over there. Where's there? Sounds good. Oh, yeah. All right, well, we'll work on the very last objection. The parking is a problem for me. It's not available, too few spaces, no valet service, too far away. Where's Tony? You have the mic.
Well, I certainly understand your problem, and I understand that our parking space is really quite a ways away from our venue. I apologize for that. My own husband has a problem with distance and walking, so certainly I can empathize. Let me find out some things about your guests. Are many of them disability challenged? Is there a walking disability?
A few of them are elderly and just don't like distances.
I see. And are any of them in wheelchairs? Is there any need for a service that would require wheelchair accessibility?
No, it's just the distance issue.
I see. Well, I would tell you that on our campus, we offer a free service because some of our parking spaces are a ways from our venues, and we could provide shuttles. Would they be able to access the shuttles if that were the case and get to the venue that way? Okay, and you have no objection to it being free, correct?
No, free's good.
Okay, all right. Well, if that is the case, then I think we can work through this, and hopefully we'll be able to host you. What do you think?
I like it.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
That was really, really very well handled. What did you notice about the way in which she handled the objection? There was a way that she sort of positioned herself. Did anyone notice?
Personalized,
yeah, but there, she acted what? Like,
compassionate.
Yeah. But also, time was no object. I heard you, and I'm going to sit here and chat with you about this until we get to where we can both agree or agree that it would not work out. With some of you, sometimes there was a little bit of tension, a little bit of let's get through this as fast as we possibly. You're like, okay, that's, you know, I could certainly understand where that would be a problem. Let's talk about this like two adults and try to work through it. And you'll find in addressing an objection, if you act like there's all the time in the world, usually it's solved pretty easily. But that's the feeling I got from you was that, hey, I'll take the time you need and we'll talk about this. That was really very good. Okay, you're up next.
So I understand that parking is a problem for your group, and that's not a worry. It's often a problem on college campuses across the nation, and so there are ways to handle that, but we need to talk a little bit more about specifically what you need addressed. Is it the parking space available? Is it the convenience of being too far away, that there is no convenience, I guess, is what I'm saying, to the classrooms or to the venues? Can you tell me specifically complaints that you've heard in the past?
People just want convenience and want to park right at the building. They don't want to have to park a mile away.
And have you been able to address that in the past? Has someone done that well for you, provided a good service for you?
No.
You haven't had that happen yet. Well, I'm wondering if we have a lot of resources available on our campus. We have shuttles available. They run 24 hours a day if you want them. We have buses that will go to the airport and back and deliver them to the residence hall doors. We have dedicated parking lots with continuous shuttles and buses running back and forth from the venues to the various meeting rooms. Would that help? Do you think that would address the majority of the problem that you're having?
That would be great.
Could we talk some more about getting specific plans made?
Yes.
So this is not a deal breaker for us, right?
Correct.
Wonderful.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I would forego the parking objection, too. All right, another just kind of a leisure, something that is of concern to this client. So the slide I'm going to show you next is another money question. This is what, when you're in sales, when you sell all the time, this is what you learn to say when you're all done addressing their objection. Have I addressed that to your satisfaction? Because no matter how good you get at addressing objections, it doesn't matter what you've said. What you've said won't matter if you haven't gotten to the heart of what they're concerned about. And if you missed it, and sometimes that happens, even if you're trying really hard, you can miss what they really said. This is their chance to say, I appreciate what you said, but this is what I'm really concerned about. And it's just one more chance, one more opportunity to go back in. So after you've addressed the objection, you've talked with them, say, have I addressed your concern to your satisfaction? And that just makes people think, wow, this person is really keyed into me and what I need and want, and it increases the chance that you'll get their business. And it's so simple. So if you miss the objection, they'll come out and tell you. And if you hit it right on the head, they'll tell you. And either way, you come out a winner. And it might be not your fault. It might be that they just didn't phrase it to you in such a way that you could fully understand it. Now that's your chance to go back and rectify it. So as I understand it, we're going to take a break for about 10, 15 minutes.